Thought Bubble Audio.
Look, up in the sky!
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
Welcome to Beer with Geeks with Tim and Frank.
Who are you?
I'm Batman.
I am Iron Man.
Your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
Hi, Christopher. I'm Nero.
My name is Inigo Montoya.
You're a wizard, Harry.
A couple of guys with a couple of beers and a whole lot of pop culture nostalgia.
Make it so, number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles.
I mean, the dog in the ant.
Life finds a way.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
Now sit back and crack open a cold one, because it's time for Beer with Geeks.
It comes in pints?
Shaken, not stirred.
Great Scott!
I was way off. I knew it started with an S, though.
Hi, and welcome to Beer with Geeks, where two geeks geek out with beer. I'm Tim.
And I'm Frank.
And I wrote a different intro, weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not the one I've been saying. This is not. If that was the first draft, the one I've been saying. And you're you say geek a lot. We should change that. You're right. But I don't remember what the other one is. So I just say geek all the time.
It's kind of
funny. Fine. Well, we're here with Beer with Geeks, where we talk about movies and geeky things and video games, but never video games. Never once do we talk about video games.
We talk about how neither of us really play video games much.
We had a Nintendo episode, did we
did
not?
Yeah, you
can find that on the backlog at iTunes,
yeah.
But not on the podcast app, because that only goes to
Oh, does it really?
Yeah, it only goes back to 30-something.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, it only does 20 episodes. Isn't that super upsetting?
Bummer. I think if you subscribe, though, it'll let you go back.
No, maybe.
Maybe. I don't know.
I
use Overcast. That's my app of choice.
That sounds very ominous.
I know, but it's really a great app. It's pretty phenomenal.
No, I'm sure it is, but podcasts
Overcast.
Now it's super clever and not as ominous. I'm a little tired. What are we drinking?
We are still sipping on the very end of this six pack of Porch Rocker.
Mm-hmm.
I picked up three six packs because it only comes in six packs in the summer. I've mentioned this, but
and we're on our third six pack.
This is the end of the third six pack. There's one left in the fridge, and if there's any left at the liquor store, I'll probably get two more six packs just because I love this beer, and you can only get it in its own six pack for a limited time. And then they have the summer 12 pack.
Yeah,
they have,
right.
Sam Summer. They give you three Sam Summers, three Porch Rockers, three
White Lanterns,
and three just plain old
regular Sam Adams.
But get it in the six pack while you can. And then after this, I'll probably switch over to the Narragansett Del Shandy.
Mm.
It's a good shandy.
I don't like the shandy all the time. Sometimes I just don't feel like lemonade.
That's my favorite shandy.
Yeah.
If I'm drinking
good. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
It's really good.
No, I don't always feel like a shandy, but when I do, I drink Dells.
You drink Dells.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I misappropriated another alcohol's phrase there. I don't know. But never mind.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a joke. So last week we were in the middle of counting down our favorite TV, superhero TV, comic book TV shows of the season.
Let's count them down again.
All right. So we started from worst and we're working our way to best, right?
Yes.
And worst being relative. These are all really great shows.
Yeah. We've enjoyed all of them. It's just in the, I need to be home to watch this right away.
Right.
I don't want it spoiled all the way to, I will get there.
I'll catch up after a couple episodes. You know.
Yeah. Although I'm different than you, but I don't, you know, there are very few, the only one that I mentioned was iZombie, and that's the only one that I can let it build to one or two episodes. Because there's, I only know one other person that watches it,
okay,
and it tends not to get spoiled for me online,
so I
can wait a couple of days if I'm busy, but there are others that I'm like, no, I will get home at midnight and still watch this show, which I do.
That's
sometimes.
Commitment. That is commitment.
Yep, it's commitment to nerddom. Yep.
Okay, so we already said last week, we said worst out of this group anyway. The bottom of our list was Constantine.
Yes.
Then Gotham.
Yep.
Then Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Which we established could be reversed.
Could be reversed. So it's kind of a tie between Gotham and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, Agents of Gotham.
And now, so far, we have agreed on that ranking. I put Constantine in the bottom slot by default because I haven't watched it, but you have.
Yes.
A bunch of it anyway.
But so I still put it in that slot.
You still put it in that slot. So what we have left are Flash, Arrow, and Agent Carter.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
So let's, on the count of three again, 1, 2, 3, and we'll say the name. What's the next, moving upwards, the next best show in your opinion? Ready?
Okay.
All right.
One, two, three. Agent Arrow.
Oh, I knew we'd change. Yeah. I knew we would. So you say Agent Carter. And I say Arrow.
Yeah. Yes. And this is why.
Okay.
Really point.
Yeah.
This is. I'm working off of past two seasons on Arrow to put it at number two. This season was my favorite. There's a lot of whiny, mopey people.
Yep.
And Agent Carter didn't have a lot of whiny, mopey people. And so, but my, like, allegiance to Arrow.
Still.
Like, I remember the heyday of, really, season two. Oh, it was such a good season.
So you still put Arrow in number two slot.
Yeah. And so, and I'm going to put Agent Carter at number three.
Okay. I'm doing the reverse because I have not been watching Arrow since it started airing, but I have caught up on the entire run of it. I caught up on the last, like, yeah, before season three, I watched all of seasons one and two.
Right.
The summer before. So, I have seen all of it, not in this, in more compressed time frame. I binged it. And I really like Arrow, but it has gotten darker and darker. I like what they've done with a lot of the characters. I
like what you've done this place.
I like this place.
Lots of space.
I like that we finally have Black Canary, right? We finally have Laurel.
You've had two, really.
Well, yeah, but now we have, you know, you've Dino.
Had Canary, and then you have Black Canary. Should we new episode. Spoilers for everything. Yeah, the true. End of the spoiler warning. True.
Yeah.
People should just know by now.
We have Laurel.
It comes with an automatic spoiler warning.
It really does. If we're talking about stuff that's aired already, you're going to get spoilers. But we should. Fair warning. Yeah, I like that Laurel finally has become Black Canary. I liked at the end, I was not annoyed by Thea anymore. I've always kind of been a little bit annoyed by Thea being a little bit of a brat sometimes.
Yeah.
But she's not a brat anymore.
I think she's still kind of a brat, but yeah.
I think she's shaken a lot of it. I think all the stuff with... you know, with the League and the Lazarus Pit and yes, everything at the very end there. Yeah,
all of that has been.
And I think just her training earlier in the season, you know, kind of now being like, you know, being just a few steps away from being Speedy. If just all she needs is an attitude adjustment.
I don't think she's a few steps away.
Now she is, sorry. But earlier in the season.
Oh, yeah. Okay, when she was, I get it. Yeah, she
had like the training now, but she still needed the attitude adjustment. Now by the end of the season, I feel like she's matured into it.
Yeah, fun fact about Thea, which I don't find many people are talking about, that Thea has always been good at archery. Going back to the pilot episode, she has archery trophies, like first place trophies in her room.
I forgot that, to be honest.
Yeah, so. I did too. It was reminded by somebody because I haven't gone back to rewatch the season since
the pilot. Yeah.
No, I haven't seen it in a long time. But it's cool that Malcolm didn't teach her everything.
Yeah.
Like there are things that she already knew.
That makes sense, being like a wealthy kid in a, you know, in a prep school, like that she would take archery and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, exactly.
But
and like, I mean, like Laura already knew some self-defense. That goes back to the very first season too.
That I did remember. But I mean, like the, you know, hand-to-hand combat stuff she learned from Malcolm.
Yeah.
You know, that's the stuff I was talking about. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. No, I know what you're talking about. But no, I agree with you. The only thing, see, here's the thing. We'll do Arrow since we're talking about it, and then we'll go back, and then we'll do Agent Carter. We won't flop back and forth.
Okay.
That seems fair, not confusing or anything. You know, like that one time Jarvis was talking to Felicity, blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
What if Agent Carter was my number one? It's not. It's fine.
But it's not that way. We knew from the outset what number one was. Yeah. We knew before we even started recording. Yeah. Before I even said, let's go worst to best. Yeah. We knew what number one was going to be.
Yeah.
And so... I bet you said that this season was a little bit darker, which yes I agree with. I think the show's always had that, you know, dirty, gritty edge to it.
Always.
And so, I don't have a problem with, I certainly don't have a problem with that. Or anything like that. But I do find that a lot of the season was a lot of whiny people.
Yes.
And that's the thing that got to me. Even characters that aren't traditionally whiny.
Right.
Like Felicity was like happy to chippy whatever for two seasons. This season she's like, but this, and you're going to go and do this, and oh my God, this. And I'm like, and then all the while, Laurel's on the other side, who usually was the whiny person, and is like, I'm going to go out and kick some ass, and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, you're making me hate Felicity and love Laurel. Not okay with this.
But I mean, mean, like, even Laurel, like, the fight with her dad over her sister and, like, you know, all that.
Yeah, and dad was whiny. Everyone was just really whiny this season.
Everyone was really whiny, and now really this is morbid.
Right, and we
morose
say...
Morose is the word.
Yeah. And we say, well, I mean, this is also, like, his daughter died, and they hid it from him.
Sure.
And, like, all this stuff. So I'm like, yeah, that makes sense. That would why you'd be morose.
Yeah, not without reason, but...
It's just... It got tiring.
Yeah, it was just, like, a beatdown every week of, like, depressing, you know, depressing events in Starling City, a play in 22 acts.
Right,
like,
yes, oh my God. Yeah, yes, that's exactly right. But that being said, it also had really upbeat characters like Ray Palmer... That every time he was on screen, I was just like, "Yeah, Ray Palmer, Ray. Let's go!"
Oh, he was he was like the light in that whole season. Like,
yeah,
he was my favorite part.
Yeah, right. And see, and I liked the season for a lot of things. Like, one, Ray Palmer, that was good. You know, Roy in costume and getting his due. I liked. Some people complained about Laurel's transformation to Black Canary and how, like, even when she put on the costume, she, like, still sucked at you know. But, like, that makes sense to me. Like, you know, she's learning, like, everybody, you know, like you should. And so she wanted that, like, instant gratification of the costume. And even though she went out, it took a long time to get there. And then she got trained by Nyssa, which was super cool.
That was cool.
And so in this season made me happy that, see, like, I watched two movies.
Yeah.
Batman movies.
Yeah.
Specifically with the League of Shadows / Assassins. Mm-hmm. And it was, there was no Lazarus Pit. That it's Ra's al Ghul instead of Ra's al Ghul, which right. is the actual pronunciation of right. the name, and all these different things. And I'm like, okay, that's good, but it's not there yet. And then I watched a show where they said Ra's al Ghul, and he was wearing his green outfit.
Yeah.
And they did a shirtless sword fight on top of a mountain for real, which is super hardcore Batman fan right
did
there.
Did you see the tweet from Stephen Amell? After that episode aired.
Like, I think so, but it reminded me
of the mid-season cliffhanger where you're like, you think that Oliver's dead.
Yeah.
After that episode aired, Stephen Amell tweeted like, well, that's it. It was a good run while it lasted.
That's awesome. That's awesome. He's got a really good sense of humor.
He really does. He's great on Twitter.
Yeah.
He's really good.
I think he's really grateful to be on the show.
Yeah, he is.
Like, he's grateful for the people who watch the show and like it and appreciative of him and everything. And and he's never shied away from, like, being supportive of the other shows and anything like that. You know, almost to his own detriment at some points. Like, when Ezra Miller got cast as the Flash.
Yeah.
He's like, you got a great Barry Allen on screen already. What are you doing casting somebody else as the same character?
Right,
that probably got him in a little bit of trouble. Yeah. Yeah, but
don't ruffle feathers.
Yeah, exactly. But. Yeah, don't get that he really was dead. Yeah.
Yeah.
But then I'm watching a Ra's al Ghul, a good one. I really liked Matt Nable as Ra's al Ghul. I liked him a lot. And then, you know, be the League of Assassins that I recognize from my youth and from my geekdom and, like, all these different things. And so that to me is kind of what edged it out over Agent Carter. It's stuff like that where I got to see all the stuff I really have been waiting to see with the League. And I finally got to. And there are things I could complain about. Like, I thought maybe some of the fight choreography and the finale, like, all of a sudden Ollie can beat Ra's al Ghul because why?
Yeah.
You know, because he believes in himself.
Yeah, it was hard to believe.
Yeah, it's like little things like that. I'm like, you weren't trained any different than were. Maybe you were because he was with the League for a couple of weeks. Or I don't know.
But it basically was just,
it was almost like, here's a bow. Okay, goodbye.
Yeah, basically. And it was just like, well, you're my favorite, so you're going to be my successor. Like, for no real reason, you're my favorite. I like you.
Well,
so
that's,
I picked you.
But that's classic. I mean, it's been long established that Arrow is, for the first three seasons anyway, was basically Batman.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or close proximity to that idea. And season three really hammered that home with the League.
Oh, yeah.
Because classic Ra's al Ghul is like, I want you to be my successor and to marry my daughter Talia. And this was like, I want you to be my successor and marry my daughter Nyssa.
Yeah.
Even though she likes girls.
Yeah.
Like, and I was like, wow, Dad, way to go.
Yeah.
Way to be. And so you think being that old, you know, he would have... You know, lightened up a little bit, or, you know, just been used to the idea or whatever. Doesn't matter. It's fine. It's television. I get it. I get why they did it, because I am the fan that I am.
Right.
So that's why it edged out for me.
Okay.
So let's, do you have anything you want to say about the Arrow?
No, not really. I mean, I hope, I heard that they're going to return to a lighter.
I wouldn't even say return. I think they're just going to do a lighter tone. Well,
the first season was much lighter than it is now, right?
Yes.
It was light for this character.
The way that they said lighter tone to me said, look how successful Flash is. Okay. We're going to have that tone.
That would be great. I mean, I think you can do it. I don't think you need to go all Boxing Glove Arrow to be lighter and still be Green Arrow.
Right. Well, I think that the crossover, The Brave and the Bold, that they did episode 9,
yep.
Where the Flash cast was on Arrow, mm-hmm. proved that the show could have a lighter tone and yes. still be a quality show.
That was like honestly, any time that the Flash characters were on the show were like my favorite episodes this season yep. of Arrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This season particularly. Yeah. Just they infused a levity to the show that it yeah. needed.
Yeah, it did.
And then when they disappeared, it went right back to, and now we're serious again.
Yeah. Yeah.
No one is allowed to smile.
And it was like sudden, like a jarring sometimes. And they'd be like, all right, well, you know, Barry and the gang are gone again,
so we're depressed. Yeah, exactly.
It was a little, like I said, it hammered it home too much.
Yeah.
Depressing play in 22 acts.
Yeah, and that being said, I think that Arrow had some real stakes
yeah.
that sometimes,
yeah.
like, yeah. you don't maybe feel in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. or something like that.
That's
because
true.
It's got a lighter quality to it.
Yeah.
But you don't want it, you don't want all of it to be super depressing.
Yeah, that's you don't want it to be depressing. You want it to be dark and real and, you know, gritty and whatever. But it doesn't need to be straight up depressing.
Yes,
like Arrow was this season. So I enjoyed the season, but I'm looking forward to
this lighter season. And there've been hints at like he's like, well, I'm done with that Arrow costume, no more. Which to me, yeah. Did you see that?
No.
Oh yeah, he said like that's it. No more. Not wearing that costume ever again. Which
that's
to
cool.
me says he's coming back and he's going to be in like a brighter green.
That'd be cool.
And maybe not the Robin Hood cap or anything
yeah,
like
right.
that. But I think you're definitely going to see a transition to that Flash tone.
I like
it. Which is good. I'm looking forward to it.
I like the sound of that.
Yeah. And with a villain that's like no, even a lot of comic fans went, who? You know, Damian
yeah.
Dark. And people know Hive, but Damian Dark.
Yeah.
And so super sub. You know, like D-list.
Yeah.
So they could do whatever they want, and that's exciting. I'm looking forward to that.
Me too.
So, Agent Carter.
Agent Carter, you want to talk about more upbeat and more fun, but also with its, you know, not without its serious moments. I really enjoyed Agent Carter. It was kind of a come-from-behind hit for me because I didn't know a whole lot of it going in other than just like, well, you know, we're gonna see Peggy Carter.
It's Haley Atwell being Peggy Carter.
Exactly.
She's the best. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I know that I loved her from both Captain America films and I, you know, but I didn't know quite what to expect from this show. And oh my God, I loved it.
Yeah,
it
I loved
just
every second
a delight.
Of the show. It was a delight.
It was a delight.
There was a lot of really quality, really I like because it was set in the 50s.
Yeah.
Shoot, there was you didn't feel like it was like it has to happen this way in the Marvel universe. It's not going to be affected by a film.
That's
or
right.
Anything like that. I think
that's right.
That certainly is to its benefit, but it did a great job at tying it in without feeling, you know, like hit over the head. It's not like a yep. Gotham like look who just showed up. It's more like a, hey, it's the Howling Commandos. Aren't you super excited to see them again? Or,
yeah,
hey,
yeah.
look, it's Toby Jones. You know, like, isn't that great to see him in the last 3 seconds? You know, and you know, because Hydra, you know.
So yeah.
I liked that. Dominic Cooper.
Yeah.
Her playoff with Jarvis.
Jarvis was so great.
Yeah.
He was fantastic. This whole short season, mini series. He was fantastic. I'm looking forward to seeing more of him. I loved Howard Stark.
You know, Dominic Cooper does a great job.
Yeah, yeah. I was a big fan of his. Like, I thought that there was just so much good stuff going on in this show. I loved the way they handled the, you know, misogyny of the 50s.
I was going to say, yeah.
I thought that was, from looking at it from Peggy's perspective, was really well done.
Mm-hmm.
because you look back. I mean, maybe a little. I don't know. I mean, I wasn't there, but maybe a little heavy-handed.
Might have been a little on the nose.
Yeah, because I feel like back in that time, it's like, okay, it's like the men came back and they're like, all right, well, you ladies kept the country running while we were off at war, but we can take over from here.
It wasn't 1910.
Yeah, I feel like there's, I mean, there certainly was that,
a lot of it,
that attitude, and there was a lot of it, but was it so, were they so conscious of it? Was it, you know, that's, I guess that's what I'm saying, is like, it seems to be very, very ever-present, and that's not to say that it wasn't.
It was one of the major themes of the show, though, and yes, they said that was going in, yeah. And so.
Yeah, but I like the way it was handled. I like the way it was handled, and I like the way Peggy handled it.
And even the characters that were a little bit more misogynistic than others, like, still had redeeming qualities in them.
Yes, that's true.
And
that's
so. You don't want to say like you forgave their misogyny, but like you at least understood them as people.
Yeah, because you're looking
at
the
time that they lived in.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You're looking at it through the lens of history.
Yeah, you're not watching this in 2015, going like, oh, like, do you know what year it is? Like, I guess it's 1953. Yeah,
I watched it similar to the way I watch Mad Men, where it's like, well, that was kind of the time. You have to watch it like,
right, and you should be angry about the way that they are act. Like,
what they're doing is not still wrong. It's no less wrong to be acting that way and treat women that way, but you kind of...
The lens of history.
The lens of history, you know, explains it. Doesn't forgive it, but explains it.
Right. Right. And there are things... There's some things that I thought that they maybe could have tied in a little bit more. Actually, some things. I mean, only one thing. Where they talk about... They have the Black Widow, the assassin, but they never call it, like, the Black Widow School or whatever it is. And so, like, I knew what it was.
Yep.
And then when you go and watch Age of Ultron...
You see it there.
You see it there, and anybody watching Agent Carter just went, oh, yeah, I know what that is. That's super cool. But I liked that. I liked that we got a whole thing of that, but I was like, you could call it that for the dumb people. Not the dumb people, but you know what I mean?
People who aren't as familiar with the source material.
Comic fans the same way.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. And but I'm excited for season two. It's got two more episodes. It's got 10 now.
Nice.
Yeah, and she's going to Hollywood. She's going to L.A., which to me screams budget cut, you know. Yeah, that, you know what I mean, instead of New York, because it's expensive.
Yeah.
Well,
it's still going to be L.A.
Pieces are expensive.
It's still going to be L.A. in the 50s, so it's still going to be a...
Yes, I know, but instead of, like, making L.A. look like New York, they can just make L.A. look like L.A.,
yeah,
which is helpful to them.
Probably be more on, like, back lots and stuff. I don't know, yeah.
Yeah, well, I think this was definitely on a lot of backlogs,
yeah,
but
it was.
Where it's like you have to do a lot of New York skylines and this like that. You don't have to worry about stuff. It's a lot of, look at the Hollywood sign again.
But it's still going to be a lot of like CG to make it look like the 50s.
Yes,
you know what
I'm
mean?
Sure so, there is, but you know what I mean. You know that it's a budget cut.
You can, it's easier to dress up an L.A. street to look like an L.A. street 50 years ago.
Than an L.A. street to look like a
New York
street.
60 years ago, yeah.
Right.
You're right.
Yeah.
But
that's the case with most shows, though.
Yeah.
You did great with this budget on your first season. Now we're going to cut it in half for your second season. Do just as well.
As long as the – I mean, if they're giving them more episodes, that's good. And as long as the budget per episode is not too terribly, you know, different. Than-
Actually, and I think that the episode count going up helps Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. because that's two less filler episodes, which means that,
that
the show – doesn't feel stretched.
That's true.
Yeah. Even 2 weeks make a difference. So that's cool. I like that.
I like that. Yeah.
Yeah. And it'll be good. And obviously we're getting a little bit closer to like Hydra this and all of that, you know.
Yes, we're getting there. We're getting there.
Dr. Zola. That's the name of Toby Jones's character.
Oh, yeah.
It just came into my brain. I didn't have to look it up. Life is good. Okay.
Excellent.
I'm good now. Okay. Shall we talk about our number one? Do you want to say it at the frame time though? Okay.
All right.
One, two, three. Flash. Didn't have to say the. That's what I was going to see if you said the. Flash. Nope, different kind. Different Flash. So it's the greatest show on television.
It was my favorite show this past season.
I'd be super upset if I didn't watch it live.
Yeah. Me too. Every time I didn't get to watch it live, I was a little sad. Mm-hmm. Every time I didn't get to watch it like the next day, I was even sadder.
It's hardcore comic book.
It is hardcore comic book in the best way. It's
accessible hardcore comic book.
It has notes that remind me of Smallville. And, you know, that was my favorite comic book show ever.
Right.
But it has that, like, hopeful, positivity that I haven't seen, you know, in any other shows, really.
Arguably, that Agent Carter had that hopeful positivity.
Yeah, but okay, yes, you're right. But that's also a period piece, so it's kind of a different, like,
Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. kind of has that.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
They enjoy doing what they do.
Okay, you know what? I'll even be a little more specific. It's about a hero who is just good.
What's his name? Barry Allen,
and he's the fastest man alive. I mean, he is just good. That's it.
Yeah.
He is a good guy. He was raised by good people, and he's a good guy.
Oh, that's why it reminds you of Smallville.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Because he's like, I mean, he's just
an inherently good person.
He's just good, and there's no struggle like, I have so many feelings about whether I should be a hero, but I kill people to save my city. Like, which I like Arrow, but like, you know, even there, it's like Green Arrow is a hero, but he struggles with his darkness and blah, 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 which is like all well and good. But I'm really glad that they didn't drag Barry Allen down into that, because that's not who Barry Allen is.
Right, because it's not that character at all. It's technically really not even Oliver Queen, but Queen is CW's Batman for all intents and purposes. Now, all season four could be totally different.
Yeah, you know? And Oliver has
He's learned to be happy, you know, whatever.
Oliver has been
through a lot.
Yeah, but even in the comics, he's been more cynical for the last 10, 15 years.
Yeah, that's true. Not even 10, 15 years, really, since the 60s.
He's always been more Denny cynical, O'Neil, but he's been even darker the last several years, because I think they've basically embraced that he's like a clone of Batman in a lot of ways.
Yeah, well,
origins.
In the 50s, his inception of the character, he had the Arrow Cave, and
yeah.
Like, they call it that on the show, which makes me giggle, because like that's like come super on, Silver Age.
Right,
yeah.
Right. But you know what I'm saying? So, like, that's kind of part of his character, but they've been ramping it up for the last several years even more. Barry has always been
it's a brighter character.
Yeah.
He's just happy to be there.
Yeah.
And I'm and happy to be there watching that show.
Me too. I'm enjoying it so much.
Yeah. I was going to say something profound, I'm sure.
How much you love Iris West?
I love her so much. She really do like the character, too. But Candace... Patton.
Yes.
I'm so good at my job. Candace Patton. I know some people who don't like Iris because they're like, she's complaining and this and that. And I'm like, I don't find her overly complaining. I find her a little bit more investigative reporter. Like, I'm going to figure this out.
Yeah.
A little bit more Lois Laney.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, but Iris West basically was the Flash's Lois Lane. So
yeah, exactly. Yeah. And she complains a little bit, but I don't think it's unjustified to want like your boyfriend to be honest with you and your best friend to be honest with you.
Yeah, that's kind of like, don't you want your friends and boyfriends and girlfriends to be honest with you?
She wasn't quite Lana Lang levels of
Clark, why don't you just tell me what's going on?
Yeah. It wasn't like there.
Episode 2. Clark, why don't you just tell me what's going on? Episode 3. Clark, why don't you just tell me what's going on?
7 seasons of that.
Yeah.
But yeah, it wasn't to that level, so I appreciated it a lot more. I have a high tolerance for it. It's only the first season, you know?
Right.
Now, as we go on, we'll see.
Yeah, but Chiarity knows who he is, so there's a lot less. Why don't you tell me what's going on? Yeah.
Right. That finale was like...
It was stellar. I watched it twice. It was the only episode that I've watched twice.
Heartbreaking and wonderful and beautiful.
My friend cried. Like, he admits to it. And then we watched it together, and we both cried.
It was, like, so moving. Mm-hmm. It was so... Oh.
And what a great finale for only having him in costume for, like,
10 minutes?
Maybe 15 if you push it. Like, solid.
Yeah.
Really solid character piece. What's so funny, it's nice... Now, even with the success of the show, I know a bunch of people that would watch it who you wouldn't even think would. And when you say, like, Barry Allen, they know who that is. And you go, I freaking knew who Barry Allen was before you.
Right.
Yeah, name one of the other Flashes. Poser. No, just kidding. No, please love it. Yes.
Yeah.
You know, I said it's a hardcore comic book, and people just embrace that. Almost the way sometimes Marvel can be a hardcore comic book, and people don't even realize it.
Yes.
Like, Ultron was super hardcore comic book. Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, like, that's...
Good. It's good that you can... They figured out a way to distill it enough to please everybody.
And bring it to the masses. Mm-hmm. You know, that's something that we, when we were kids, would have loved. Like, I just want a TV show where they can just adapt the comic book, like, faithfully and not water it down and not put him in a stupid suit that's just, like, you know... A vest that has a lightning bolt on it. You know, like a real costume telling real stories that come from the real comics, adapted for television to work in a 22-episode format, and they're telling the real stories with the real characters.
And I like that I know the comics well enough and I can still be surprised by the show.
Because they're taking elements of different stories and you know, a little bit of Flashpoint, a little bit of Crisis, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and put it together and give you this beautiful, beautiful package that they gave us, which was just, it was a phenomenal show. I am thinking about rewatching it over the summer hiatus. Like, good. It was so good.
Yeah.
So good.
I wouldn't put it past myself to be like, that was a good episode. And I think that the show has done its cast is strong.
Yes.
Which Arrow has a strong cast too.
Yeah, like
their
definitely.
Team Flash, Team Arrow are strong characters. Their first season villains were really smart and well done.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Flash went a step further and made you care about some of the other villains besides your big baddie. Because, Reverse Flash and Tom Cavanaugh was great and all that stuff. Yes. He was coming back for season two.
As a regular. Yeah.
As a regular.
I have a theory about that.
Yeah, I do too. Do you want to talk about the theories off air or do you want to talk about him now?
We can go a little bit over time. I think he's going to be the real Harrison Wells.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. I think that Eddie shooting himself undoes some of the
stuff that's happened too.
But it'll be in time travel. And whatever else. But it'll be an interesting dynamic because they're used to him as like the mentor who became the villain. And then you have the real Harrison Wells, who we saw in flashbacks is kind of a happy-go-lucky guy who maybe now has to cope with the fact that he was dead, but now he's not. Does he remember any of that? That's interesting. It's going to be a new power play, an interesting dynamic. And I'm excited. That's good.
Me too.
And always the possibility of Reverse Flash coming back. But as the real Eobard Thawne, who was the guy who played him, it's Matt something, but I can't look it up, so too bad.
You can. You used your Google
I did the last time. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm going to look it up.
Okay, any listener out there who wants to make us like a 3-second jingle for like Googling, like looking it up? I'm going to look it up.
Something like that.
If you make that for us, we will, if it's any good, we will use it.
I'm continuing to look. I'm still scrolling.
Yeah, but yes, the guy who played
Matt Letcher is the name I wanted. He played Captain Love in Mask of Zorro. He was one of the bad guys, and I saw him when he first was in one of the episodes. And I was like, you look super familiar. And then it dawned on me. I was like, you were the bad guy in Mask of Zorro, or one of them. This is super cool. I loved that movie. I still do. It's great. Watch Mask of Zorro, all of you.
Good to know.
Yeah. We'll do. So, but I was going to say I would love to see him come back as Reverse Flash.
Yes.
Yeah. I was going to say Captain Cold and Heat Wave. That's what really the fact that you made people care about them too.
Yes, to the
so
point.
Much to get a spinoff with other people, but still to get a spinoff. Yeah, not still. Like I'm like, like upset about it. But you know what I mean? It's like the fact that they can also be in the
they're gonna support their own show, you know, with Brandon Routh.
Yep.
You know,
with Katie Lotz.
Yes.
And
Arthur Darville.
Yep. And Kieran something playing Hot Girl. It's all you. Yep.
I'm going to look it up.
That's cool. But I always loved, the way Dominic Purcell. Yeah. The way that he would deliver some of his lines where Flash would be like something like, Rogues, blah blah blah, and he speeds off, and he goes, Rogues, cute, just so yes, that's what I wanted. It's so good.
It's Ciara Renee, by the way.
Thank you. I follow her on the Instagram. Yes. She posts quite a bit.
Nice.
She seems like a nice person.
Yeah. So to kind of get, we probably should start wrapping this up in a minute, but
we're gonna wrap it up.
Okay. No. I'm gonna cut you off. No.
That or from beer, like there's
both. Yeah, it is the best comic book show. It was my favorite show of the entire season. Like out of all shows I was watching this year.
I know some hardcore Arrow fans that they're still like Arrow over Flash. They like the gritty. So I'm curious what's gonna if that show changes the tone. I'm curious how Arrow fans are gonna react.
Totally. I will say this. Remember how we said that our favorite episodes of Arrow this season with the ones that had the flesh cast on them.
Yeah.
My, like, I really liked Felicity the most this season when she was on Flash.
Yeah. I think that Grant Gustin and Stephen Amell have great chemistry together.
Yes.
Actually, so whenever they're on screen together, they really shine. Yep. And even on screen and off screen, it's almost like this, like, big brother, little brother, you know.
Yep. Yeah. They're very, Stephen Amell was very, like, welcome to the fold type of thing. And Grant Gustin is paying it forward with Melissa Benoist with Supergirl and being like, hey, welcome on Twitter. Like, they're talking to each other and he's like, hey, you know, welcome aboard. It's great to have another,
nice.
The member of the fam type of
thing. Some of the memes from their Variety
photo shoot
are super funny.
So good.
One of them's like him almost racing and she's laughing and he's like, you know, I could beat your cousin by like a nano cut super second or something like that. Your cousin.
Parsecs.
Yep. That's a measure of distance. Yep. Sure is. Yep. And time at the same time.
What?
Sure is. Physics. Here's the thing with all that,
Alec Baldwin.
All that being said, we forgot to mention Firestorm in Legends of Tomorrow.
That's true.
We forgot to mention Victor Garber, Robbie Amell. Well, I don't think Robbie Amell is in Legends of
Tomorrow.
Is he not? It's just Victor Garber. Because the footage they used of Firestorm in that trailer is footage from Flash and Arrow.
Right.
Because only Victor Garber has been in it. Who, if you listen to him talk about being on The Flash,
he's like
clearly having the time of his life.
Yeah, he's excited. He's having fun.
Yeah, a lot of fun. I like Victor Garber.
And we got Grodd on The Flash this season. Like, come on, man.
Who was voiced by Clancy Brown. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Yes. It was amazing. Not only did you get Clancy Brown in live action, you also got his voice in live action.
Right.
Yeah.
And a CG gorilla.
Yeah, a couple of times. It's funny because the Grodd episode I really liked, but I didn't love.
Yeah, I liked it. I didn't love it, but I liked it. But like, and it actually was over sooner. They were like teasing it for a while, and then just happened and it was over.
Yeah, that's maybe what I thought.
But maybe
he's
coming back. Like, maybe he'll
he's going to come back. Yeah.
So
he's a character that you use your budget on once and you do it well.
He looked really good.
Looked
so good.
He looked really good.
You save up the budget and you use it on that and you do it right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway,
we could talk about The Flash for a long time. We could
go into
more detail for sure.
Yeah.
We could start pulling apart Easter eggs and things that we haven't even come close to talking about.
If you want more Flash talk, check out Flash TV Talk. That's our friends, Bo and Bell, who do that show. And they do
and
great
Arrow TV Talk.
And Arrow TV Talk now, too. Yes, they do both. So check those
and
out.
And Gotham
there.
Podcast.
Gotham Podcast as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are great. All great shows to talk about. You know, some of these great shows, and when we'll be doing Supergirl TV Talk, we are doing it, and we'll continue to do it when the show picks up in November. So
superb.
But this is Beer with Geeks.
It is.
This is Beer with Geeks, and if you put an @ in front of it, you get our Twitter. If you could and @gmail.com after it, you get our email address where you can write to us. You put a .com after that Beer with Geeks, you get our website. Or you put a facebook.com/ in front of it, you get our Facebook. And if you go to iTunes or Stitcher Radio, you'll find us there too. So
you will.
Yeah.
Know what you can also find there?
What?
Ratings. You can find ratings.
Yes.
If you like The Flash, 5 stars, hand us some 5 stars.
Oh.
Yeah. Or if you like The Flash, 10 stars, you can't do 10 stars in a rating, so give those other 5 stars to us. That would be awesome.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah.
If you want to give us 10 stars, give 5 stars to Beer with Geeks and 5 stars to Supergirl TV Talk. We'll take it.
Yeah, we will. Yeah. It'll be awesome.
Please do support Flash TV Talk and Arrow TV Talk and Gotham Podcast. Those are our friends, and they do a great job. So please, if you like those shows, TV shows, check out our friends' podcast. They're pretty excellent. And check out Supergirl TV Talk as well if you're a Supergirl fan. We're preparing right now. We've had 7 episodes out. Maybe 8 by the time this hits the airwaves. And we are super excited to be covering.
We're prepping ourselves Supergirl. And we're prepping you for Supergirl.
That's right.
Some news, some talks, some other Supergirl content that's out there that's not the show.
That's right.
Get you ready to be fans of stuff.
That's right.
Okay.
Until next time, friends.
Cheers.
Cheers.
This podcast is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. All character names, sound effects, and quotes are registered trademarks and/or copyrights of their respective trademark and copyright holders. All original content of this podcast is the intellectual property of Thought Bubble Audio Studios, unless otherwise indicated.